question. Is purification of the intelligence the same as the purification of the mind? Not exactly. The mind is filled with desires, whereas you could say the intelligence is filled with reasoning. Reasoning means that, okay, this is like, we analyze and reason. Now we may be able to reason also in an impure way. That means I may reason to arrive at a particular conclusion which simply fulfills my desires. Sometimes we say there is a battle between the mind and the intelligence, which is true, but say if the mind wins, that doesn't mean that the intelligence is lost. And the mind uses the intelligence to fulfill its desire, to rationalize the fulfillment of its desire. So for example, atheists may come up with various rationalizations to justify their disbelief in God. So the purification of the intelligence means that the intelligence is freed from false reasoning. So, for example, nowadays abortion is very common. So, at one level, people know that even they are killing life over there, but they want to deny it. So nowadays, those who are aggressive propagators of abortion, one argument they use is that actually they say the pregnancy is nature's slavery for women, and abortion is technology's liberation for women. This is a terribly distorted perception of things. And actually, pregnancy is a privilege which nature has given, and that's how the human race continues. That's how we can get a new soul into this world. But in order to justify that, what I think, while Prabhupada would say, if a man and a woman unite in an illicit way, a woman becomes pregnant, and she has to say, yeah, why is nature being so unfair to us? So we will go against nature. So this is what, okay, in today's world we can say that, families are fragmented and the woman has to alone take care of child sometimes. It's difficult. But that doesn't mean nature has gone wrong. There's a natural plan, but we have disrupted our society so much that things have gone terribly wrong. So where the mind has a particular desire, and then the intelligence comes up with reasons to justify that desire, and that is the impure intelligence. The impure intelligence justifies the mind's impure desires. So in a sense, purification of the intelligence and purification of the mind are two separate things. Sometimes if we just hear somebody who is very logical or more logical than us, I can understand, okay, my reasoning was false. And then if we reject the false reasoning at that time, then our intelligence has become pure. But still the mind may remain impure. The mind may still keep proposing, I want to do this, I want to do this, I want to do this. I saw one book actually at an airport bookstore. Title of that book was, "The Taste of Wine is the Proof that God Loves Us." So, in the Western world, drinking wine is very common. So I say, oh, God is so good, He's given us such good, nice tasting wine. Now, okay, there are so many other proofs that God loves you. Why do you need the taste of wine for that? So sometimes, if we understand and we accept, hey, this was false reason, then the intelligence has become pure. The mind's purification may still be there, because even if I understand, okay, drinking alcohol is bad, but still the mind may keep proposing. So then we will have to combat that, we'll have to resist that with our intelligence. So purification of the mind and purification of intelligence are two distinct things. But generally speaking, the purification of the intelligence, in terms of at least becoming intellectually convinced of what is right and what is wrong, that can come faster. The purification of the mind will take much longer time. So when the intelligence is purified, we call that conviction. When the mind is purified, we call that purification. Both are actually purification, but generally we use purification as a word when we say, I no longer have that desire. Like say, if somebody was drinking alcohol earlier, and now they see somebody else drinking alcohol, don't feel like drinking only. Then the mind is no longer proposing it. That means they have become purified. So, but at least initially, okay, alcohol drinking is bad, so I don't want to drink it. And now these are the reasons why I don't want. These are the reasons why I don't want to drink it. That is purification of the intelligence. Okay. definitely.